Let me ask you a question. Do you think posing senior girls is easier than the guys? If you answered yes, then this episode is for you. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. When it comes to posing senior guys, it can be a little more challenging than posing senior girls. Why? Because there's frankly a lot less variety for the guys. The guys don't have multiple different outfits like dresses that they can swoosh or flip. Guys don't usually have a lot of jewelry that they can play with or adjust. And guys typically don't have hair that they can twirl or scrunch and play with. Guys just simply don't have as much variety. There aren't as many poses for them as the girls. And I know that sounds harsh, but don't worry, because that doesn't mean we can't use the posing formula and get tons of variety out of some core poses through our lens choice, composition, their expression, and more. And we can still deliver a huge variety to our senior boy clients that both they and their moms will love. So the main difference when it comes to posing senior guys versus the girls is with the girls, you typically want to create curves and keep it super feminine. But with the guys, you want to make sure it is very masculine. Guys want to look strong. We don't have to worry about creating that S curve with the guys like we should be creating with the girls. The guys look great with a wider stance or a straight on angle. So when you are posing guys, we have to remember that they want to look and feel strong, confident, and keep everything masculine. Believe it or not, guys can be just as nervous going into a photo shoot as the girls. So we have to make sure to let them know right off the bat that we will help guide them throughout the whole process. You will tell them exactly what to do so they do not need to worry. If you listened to the last podcast episode, you heard me stress that setting expectations is key. You have to let them know exactly what to expect so they will relax and trust you to do your job as the photographer, which of course is to make them feel and look great. The key with posing senior guys is to keep it as natural as possible. What would they typically do? How would they typically stand? Where would they naturally put their hands? Poses for guys should be natural looking and not too forced. Senior guys do not want to feel awkward or look ridiculous in their photos, so we have to keep it natural so they will feel a lot more comfortable in front of the camera. It is always best to accentuate your client's best features to make them look great. With girls, you want to keep everything soft and feminine and create curves, but with the guys, you want strong and confident poses. By accentuating the chest and the shoulders, you will bring out the masculinity in your senior guys. Just like with the girls, you want to make sure you're continuing the communication throughout the shoot. That means talking to them, asking questions about them, but it also means breaking down the poses in digestible pieces and telling them exactly what to do. In addition to telling them, you've got to show them. Mirroring is such a great way to show your senior clients, both girls and guys, exactly what you want them to do. When they see it, they feel less awkward doing it. So by showing them what you want them to do, they understand it easier and are able to do the pose. Now, don't forget about the head. With girls, I love to have them tilt their head a bit to show a little playful flirt or feminine angle. With the guys, you want to make sure you move their head around a bit to get a few different angles that show off their strong jawline. Have them raise their chin toward the camera and give you a little bit of what I like to refer to as the Joey. Joey from Friends was famous for his "How you doing?" And when he said it, he raised his chin a little bit with a little bit of an attitude. So get your senior guys to do the Joey and show off that strong jawline. For every client, it is important to tell them what to do with their hands, but it could be even more important with the guys. With the girls, you can have them put their hands on their hips and play with their hair, but with guys, those things aren't as flattering. So one of the best things that you can do for guys and tell them to put their hands in their pockets. Not only will they feel completely relaxed doing so because they probably stand like that all the time, but they also look relaxed and natural. For the girls, I have 6 core poses: standing, leaning, moving, squatting, sitting, and laying. But for the guys, I only use 5 of those. The 5 I use for guys are standing, leaning, moving, squatting, and sitting. I don't typically do the laying pose for the guys because I just don't think it's as masculine. And remember, we want to keep everything masculine for the guys. I always start with the standing pose first because, guess what? We're already standing. If you have had a chance to read about my posing formula, you know that you start with the core pose, then position the hands, then add variety by changing up the senior's expression, your composition, and lens choice. This is especially important with the guys because that is how you're going to create a ton of variety. To read more about my senior posing formula, visit www.seniorology.com/my-senior-posing-formula, which I will link in the show notes. After the standing pose, I go into the leaning pose. Just like with the girls, you want to make sure that your location gives you variety, so you look for spots that have a door, a wall, a column, a tree, or anything your senior guy can lean on. From there, I move into the moving core pose. It is always nice to break up the static poses with some movement. Be sure to direct your senior guys of what you want them to do while moving. Do you want their hands casually swinging by their sides as they walk towards you? Or do you want them to put their hands in their pockets? Both work great for senior guys. Also, you want to make sure you're telling them where to look. When it comes to moving poses, I think looking in a few different directions while they're walking towards you is great for variety and not just constantly looking at the camera. As with all moving poses, you're going to want to do it a couple of times, so warn the guys that, hey, we might do this twice just to make sure we get everything in focus. After the moving poses, I do the squatting poses. Guys naturally squat a little bit different than the girls, and that is okay. With the girls, you have to be aware of their outfit and most often have their knees pointed away from the camera. With the guys, that isn't as much of a concern. They're typically wearing shorts or jeans or some kind of pants. So ask your senior guy to squat and watch how he would naturally do it, and then make slight adjustments if needed from there. Next is time to move into the sitting core pose. Again, location plays into this one as well. You want to look for stairs, a curb, a log, a bench, a rock, anything that they can sit on. But the ground is always an option. You want to make sure to keep it natural and ask them to sit how they normally would so you can see what is natural to them. Then you can direct from there. Make sure you are moving yourself. You want to get as much variety out of each of these core poses before moving on to the next. Create different compositions by walking around your client. Shooting from different angles will allow you to get a ton of different looks without changing to a different pose. So make sure you are shooting from above and from below. Move to the side of your client so you can get a different angle. Make sure you're getting horizontal shots as well as vertical. Capture close up, 3/4, and wide shots. In addition to moving yourself and getting different compositions, you can also change up your lens. A 35 millimeter will give you a whole different look than an 85 millimeter. I like to shoot with two camera bodies and a different lens on each so that I'm not constantly stopping to change my lens. I don't know about you, but when I only had one camera body, I always seemed to want a different lens than what was on my camera. But now with two cameras, I have a choice and I don't have to stop the flow of the session. You also want to make sure you are changing up the senior guy's expression. You can go from smiling with teeth to a softer no teeth smile to no smile at all. And also ask him to look in different directions so you can get some looking at the camera and some not looking at the camera. A profile shot for a senior guy is such a great look, so don't forget to capture that. The goal is to make slight changes with each core pose so you can get tons of variety out of every single pose and be able to show your clients photos that they will love. When it comes to posing senior clients, the one thing guys and girls have in common is that they are not instantly comfortable in front of the camera. Most of our clients will need to be given direction, and it is our job to make sure we can make our clients, both the girls and the guys, feel and look comfortable in their photos. There are some differences when it comes to girls and guys and the poses we do, but the one thing that will always be the same, no matter who we are photographing, is that our clients want to feel amazing and look great. By giving both the girls and the guys a great experience, communicating with them throughout the shoot, creating a fun and relaxed environment on the shoot, and using core poses that look great on camera will have all of your senior guys raving about you just like the girls. If you're looking for some natural guy posing inspiration, you can grab my free download, which is my 5 favorite senior guy poses at www.seniorology.com/senior guy pose. I'll link it down below in the show notes. And if you haven't yet downloaded the free posing guide for girls, you can grab that as well at www.seniorology.com/senior pose. When it comes to being a senior photographer, posing is just one of the many things that we have to be great at. We have to be able to give our clients an entire experience. We have to be able to market to them. We have to be able to let them know why they need to hire us as a photographer. There are so many things that go into running a successful senior photography business. And all of those things are discussed in depth during the Seniorology semester. What is the Seniorology semester? It is a 6-month coaching program specifically for senior photographers. We go over everything you need to run a successful senior photography business. It is 6 months of online live Zoom workshops where we discuss different aspects of running a senior business. And at the end of those 6 months, you get an in-person retreat, which is where we do a senior photo shoot completely styled. And that is where we go over posing even more. You get the chance to not only learn about posing and lighting in a live session, but I am there to help you tweak things and learn how to make the poses the best they can possibly be. The Seniorology semester starts in August. It is a unique program designed to help senior photographers become the go-to senior photographer in their area. In addition to the 6 months of learning, you get complete access to me. Ask me anything via an app on our phones. You also get 2 one-on-one coaching calls where we dive deep into your specific business and I help you with whatever you need for your business. Like I said, at the end of the 6 months, you get a retreat, which is where we meet in person with the other students, participate in a completely styled senior photo shoot, as well as a branding shoot for the semester students. The doors to this unique educational opportunity open July 27th. but you can jump on a quick discovery call with me to learn more and see if it's a good fit for you and your business. If you're interested in a discovery call, email me with the subject line, call me at info@seniorology.com. I can't wait to talk to you and learn more about you and your business. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that it helps you with posing senior guys, and I hope it helps you not be as nervous when it comes to photographing senior guys. I know we talked about senior guys last week and again this week, and sometimes photographers can be a little bit nervous because it's maybe not done as often as the girls. We maybe don't photograph as many guys as we do the girls, but no matter whether it's a girl or a guy, we have to provide the best possible experience, create a relaxed environment, make them feel comfortable, because how they feel during this session is directly related to how they will feel about the final images. If you guys have any questions when it comes to posing senior guys, please let me know. Comment below, send me a DM, or you can email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, I'd love for you to give it a review. Like it, tell me all the things. I want to hear from you. Until next week, I hope you guys have a great week posing either the guys or the girls, and I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.